So, Claire's story mentioned this gentleman a lot. I recently come to know him, although we did shack up in his wonderful venue for a year doing your stories, which I loved that time very much.
Yeah.
I've come to know him through playing Magic the Gathering with him.
Yeah.
He has some really great decks and is a cool dude, Alex Honnett.
Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, guys. So I was going to tell a story about my dad and his relation to Jenglehart Circus, which I will mention briefly in a second. But everyone, I was reminded by so many things by your stories and was so moved that I'm actually going to read something that I'm working on for when the gallery really does close. So I would ask that you don't tell anyone you heard this, because it's going to be it's a work in progress still. But I feel like I have to acknowledge all the truth you guys put out there with something that's a little bit more prepared. So thank you all so much. This has been amazing. First thing I want to talk about was Final Fantasy VI. Because I'm also a huge fan of that game, and I don't think they've really made a game other than Chrono Trigger, maybe, that like tells a story as well that I have ever been as attached to.
Preach!
Seriously. So the way I got Final Fantasy VI, I was living in Japan at the time, and we would come back in the summers for home leave to basically like see family and stuff like that. And I couldn't read Japanese, so we had to find an American copy of it. And it was like 1996, so it had been out for 2 years. So this was hard to do. So I drove with my mom from mall to mall around Seattle and Tacoma, Washington, trying to find a used copy of Final Fantasy VI that I could buy and play on my Super Nintendo. And we found one after 2 hours. So my mom, amazing trooper for sticking with it. I got home, put it into I had to wait all summer till I got home in Japan, put in my Super Nintendo, and there was already a game in there that was loaded. So I opened it up, and it was in Kefka's Tower, and it was all the characters. And they had all been renamed Fart, Jizz, Cum, Slut, all these incredible things. And I just thought that was funny, so I wanted to tell you guys about that. Thank you. The second thing is that when you do something like the Upstairs Gallery has been for me, you have one experience with it, and then everyone else who comes and is a part of it or experiences it has their own. And so it's really weird to hear stories like that where, you know, my experience is so grounded in the minutiae of the day-to-day of living there and booking it and like all sort of like the work. And then the brief sort of respites from the work of like the shows and the creative stuff and people who are there who you like. But you don't really see a lot of the life that happens there, you know, because it's part of your life. So when you hear stuff like that, it's really strange and very cool. And I hope more people can experience stuff like that, because it's really rewarding in a way that I can't really communicate. My dad went into cardiac arrest the first week when I started a new job that he helped me get. And I got a phone call from my mom when I was on the train to my third day of work. And she said, "Are you sitting down?" I was sitting down on the L. And it was like, "Yes, I am sitting down. Your dad's, he was missing. He had a cardiac arrest when he's jogging. We don't know what's happening. I'm calling you on the way to the hospital." And it was very, very scary. And it just so happened that I was flying to New York for training, later on that week. So I flew 2 days early and I got to see my dad. And, it's really, really weird to see someone you love, when they are non-responsive, because it's like, oh God, there's just, you see that person, but they're not there. But he got better, and he's alive right now. And last summer, we put on Jenglehart Circus. He came out for all 3 days and took it really seriously. He came alone and had me mark down on the schedule exactly what he should see, and he did that exactly. On Saturday, he came out and basically just sat in the lobby playing the mandolin while I was running around and doing stuff. And like when I was like setting up a room or something like that, I could hear in the background like this faintest noise of him playing mandolin, and it was like another really, really weird, very rewarding experience. So I hope you guys all don't have that, but have something like that happen to you. Now I will read the thing that I've been writing. This might not mean a lot to some of you guys. They are very specific, insidery things for people who have been to the gallery a lot, but I hope some of the feeling comes through for it.
Hey guys, so at this point of the night, Alex read something he's been working on that's not going to be officially shared till the gallery closes up shop. So if you were wondering if there's any incentive for you to come to the live shows versus just listening at home, there's extra content that you're missing. Plus you get to see all of our beautiful faces, but listening at home is cool too. We love you.
Thank you guys all so much. This was really, really fun.
Thanks, Alex. I know you didn't want to do too much looking backward, but thank you for sharing. As someone who has also closed down a business, I don't know, it's weird, like, it, cause I'm totally with you, like, you know, you don't see the social aspect of it as much when you're actually doing the nitty gritty of running it, but it's really interesting to hear other perspectives of that. So I'm glad that you got some of that from Claire, and I'm glad that everyone